This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that in India, democracy means last mile delivery, and the government is working with a spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth, CSPOC, at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today, Prime Minister Modi said India has turned diversity into the strength of its democracy. The Prime Minister highlighted that nearly 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
Prime Minister Modi said in India the people are paramount and the aspirations have been made the top priority. President Draupadi Murmu has advised students to remember that education is not merely a means of livelihood, it is also a means of serving society and the nation. She said the students owe a debt to the society, which has contributed to the education. The president said making efforts to uplift those who have been left behind in the development journey can be one of the ways of paying one's debt. She was addressing the 50th convocation of the Guru Nanak Dev University in Amritsar today. The president, who honoured some top graduates, mostly women, during the convocation, appreciated the university for following Guru Nanak Dev Ji's teachings that women should be given equal rights in society. A grand parade was held in Jaipur today to mark the 78th Army Day. Organised on Mehel Road in Jagatpura, the parade showcased the valour, courage and cutting-edge military capabilities of the Indian Army. This is the first time that the Army Day parade has been held outside a military cantonment, directly among the public. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presented Sena medals to the families of soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the brave soldiers, veterans and their families. President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be the chief guest at the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path this year. Both leaders will be on a three-day state visit to India from 25th of this month at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the visit, the leaders will also co-chair the 16th India-EU summit. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today held a meeting with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha in Jammu and discussed the security situation and the operational preparedness of the security setup in the Union Territory. A correspondent reports that Mr. Mohan, who is on a two-day visit to Jammu, also chaired another high-level meeting to review the heightened operational security up in the hilly areas, the overall security situation, and to assess ongoing anti-terror operations and drone incursions along the borders. Mr. Mohan continued his meetings for the second consecutive day at the convention centre in Jammu, where top security officials of various forces, police and intelligence agencies took part. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's Ayush and herbal exports grew by over 6%, rising from $649 million in 2023-24 to more than $688 million in 2024-25. India has advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran. Minister of External Affairs MEA in an advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. The emergency helpline numbers of the Indian Embassy in Tehran are +989128109115, +989128109109, +989128109102, and +989932179359. The embassy can also be reached through email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.